In Haiti, the recovery from the January 12th earthquake is proceeding, but slowly. Aid workers and government officials say most of the almost 2 million people displaced by the quake will be living in temporary shelters for another year or more. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports that outside the capital, the recovery is progressing faster, but much remains to be done.
On Haiti's south coast, the city of Jacmel shook violently on January 12th. Parts of the city were completely destroyed. Other areas suffered damage to 20% to 30% of the buildings. The impact of the quake is still visible. The torn-apart cement awning of a gas station leans ominously over the pumps. Cracked, abandoned buildings are all over Jacmel. But crews have cleared most of the rubble out of the city's streets. Scooter taxis buzz busily around the town. Shops have reopened. Old ladies sweep the pavement in front of their modest homes. Thomas Oriental runs a workshop that sells traditional papier-mâché voodoo masks.
I've been badly affected. I lost my mother, my wife, and a niece. I'm very traumatized, and at night, if I don't drink, I can't sleep.
Oriental's shop also partially collapsed, and he lost much of his merchandise. He now lives in a tent in the parking lot of what used to be the agriculture ministry. Life for him looks pretty dismal, but it actually has improved significantly since the weeks after the disaster. The road has reopened between Port-au-Prince and Jacmel. Some tourists, mainly foreign aid workers and missionaries, have started to return. At least there's some business. He's frustrated with the slow pace of recovery, but he says that things are improving in Jacmel. The mayor says things have improved so much that he's already asking all the refugees from Port-au-Prince to go home. Jacmel Mayor Edo Zeni says the main problem right now in his city is the garbage from all the people who fled Port-au-Prince after the quake. Most are still living in the streets. He says the people from the capital dump trash at the curbs, and it's become impossible to keep the city clean. In a public speech a few days earlier, Zeni declared that all these outsiders should go home.
The majority of them are still here. We cannot push them out, but we're going to find a way to be a nuisance to them so that they leave.
2 months ago, he wouldn't have made such a statement. In a way, his demand shows how this crisis is evolving, how Haiti is moving back towards something like normal. Across the quake-ravaged parts of Haiti, one of the main challenges is still the demolition of buildings. So if you happen to be a demolition man, Haiti right now is the place to be.
Like these places, we took out all these places along this road.
Dale Lawson is the heavy equipment manager for CHF in Haiti. Despite being ex-Canadian Army, he's wearing a U.S. Marines t-shirt. Lawson oversees several crews that are under contract from the U.S. Agency for International Development to clear the rubble in the city of Léogâne. Walking through a valley of debris of what used to be Main Street, Lawson says this whole area needs to be demolished.
You can't move forward when your place looks like this. You know what I mean? There's no way.
Léogâne is 18 miles southwest of Port-au-Prince. It was the epicenter of the quake. Most of the city was destroyed. Watching a yellow caterpillar scramble over a pile of shattered concrete that used to be a school, Lawson says his team can remove a 5-story building in about a day and a half. Caterpillar excavators on steel treads are their main demolition tool.
Usually we have four. We start in each corner. But there wasn't enough room here to be able to do that. So we started with two this morning. We knocked it down. Then we left one in here, one loader, 5 dump trucks, and just take it away.
In April, CHF demolished 30 schools in Léogâne in less than 3 weeks. Lawson has trained Haitians to run the excavators, bulldozers, and dump trucks, and he says he could clear even more buildings if he could just get more heavy equipment.
We're not getting equipment the way we should. There should be a lot more equipment.
In the capital, demolition crews are also constantly clearing the rubble. Bulldozers knock down a school here, a bank there. The French military has heavy equipment rumbling throughout downtown Port-au-Prince. But the task of rubble removal in the capital is so large that the backhoes are like bugs tearing at a giant crumpled sandcastle. They clear a plot, but they're still dwarfed by the wreckage all around them. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.